superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alexa, play
The Rich Eisen Show.
Here's a station you might like.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
James ahead of the pack goes up. Oh, he lost control. And the crowd delights in that.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The narrative is about the Lakers and their adjustments. You know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it. We're going to go up 2-0.
Earlier on the show, from NBC News, host and author Luke Russert. Still to come. From the new film, The Machine, comedian Bert Kreischer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yeah, hour number three. Bert Kreischer is going to come out in about 10 minutes' time. Do not move from wherever you are taking in this program, whether you're watching it for free on the Roku channel, through all Roku devices, select Samsung Smart TV, Amazon Fire TV, the Roku app or the RokuChannel.com, or whether you're listening on Sirius XM Odyssey or this Rich Eisen Show, Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, or our podcast form. The Machine is in theaters next Friday, May 26th, based on one of the most viral stories ever told by a comedian on a stage ever. And Bert Kreischer, who is just awesome, not just on the stage, but just as a human, is about to come out here, and we'll celebrate with him. Mm-hmm. As The Machine is in a theater near you, coming up, Mark Hamill playing his dad.
So cool.
It is that. Susie is sitting in for Chris Brockman, who is in day one of being an actor.
And a celebrity.
And a celebrity at Kevin Rahm's charity golf tournament in support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Susie's here. Jay Felly is in for Mike Del Tufo.
What's up, Rich?
TJ Jefferson in your usual spot. Good to see you,
What's
sir.
What's going on?
Let's take this phone call. Kyle in Cincinnati. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Kyle? Do I lose him there? It's line two. You there, Kyle?
Yeah, you hear me, Rich?
I can. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, very good. Okay, how you doing today?
I'm well. What's going on?
I won't keep you long.
Oh,
what
good.
A great game last night. I know you're not a big hockey guy, but wow. Overtime.
Okay.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That was just absolutely bananas. We're here in Cincinnati. We have a little Covington Street Hockey League, Cincinnati based, so we were watching the game last night. We had a great time watching it, and so I just wanted to hear your thoughts on it. And other than that, TJ, go Cowboys.
Oh, my man.
There you go.
My man.
So wait a minute. So you were up till 2 in the morning out and about somewhere? Where were you?
No, absolutely not. We actually had a golf outing yesterday. I threw my neck out playing golf. I haven't played golf in like a year, and oh, my goodness. It was like just boom. Neck went out, so took off work today, and I'm sitting here watching you guys. So, yep.
Thank you, Kyle. There you go. Kyle in Cincinnati right here in the Rich Eisen.
That's the way to play hooky, Rich, with us.
Let me just say something here. Some people say I'm not a hockey guy.
They don't know.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. There was an individual on April 24th, 1996, once upon a time, sitting in the NHL two-night studios. That individual hosted not one, nope. Not two, not three.
What?
Not four, not five, six intermission reports.
What?
Because once upon a time, the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals in the first round of an NHL playoffs of the 1995-96 season could not handle their business conclusively until the fourth overtime. That individual sitting in that NHL Tonight studio.
Was who?
In Bristol, Connecticut. There's two thumbs. They're pointing right at him. That would be me.
As they say in hockey,
Let's do that hockey.
Oh, I did that hockey that night. I did that hockey that night. I sat there. I was, you had not arrived at the worldwide leader.
No, not yet.
Not yet. April 24th, 1996. I got to ESPN. My first show was mid-March 1996. I was on the air for 5 weeks, and I got this assignment sitting in the NHL two-night studio in the basement of the, right around the corner, right down the hall from where the Sports Center set was, freezing my ass off inside that studio.
So
sitting there.
Cold.
Did the hockey intermission report for the first period. You know, you could figure out what do you got to talk about on April 24th, right? You're talking about probably, maybe, the eighth and final playoff spots for the NBA playoffs had just been secured. Maybe the NBA playoffs had just begun. You're talking about week three of the baseball season, just the week before the draft. Probably not much to talk about. Mm-hmm. On an intermission report, I did the same damn baseball highlights over and over and over again. I watched Mario Lemieux get ejected
yep.
in that game because he went at it with
Todd Krieger.
That's it. Who I think took a stick and hit him right in the Lemieux's, the Mario's, right? And then Mario hit him in the head back, and he got ejected. Mario Lemieux got ejected from a hockey playoff game.
It didn't happen much, but Mario pounced on him.
He beat down Todd Krieger.
Yes, he did.
Who, by the way, after, because I have the game report now just to refresh my memory, he said afterwards that he thought Lemieux should get suspended.
Right?
Wishful thinking. Well, I think one of the greatest players in the history of hockey should be suspended.
His quote, Rich, was, what he did was vicious and wrong. I barely even touched him. Like, well, no, you hit him into the Muse with your stick, bro.
Just go to YouTube. The eye in the sky doesn't lie on that one. And then Joey Junot, in the second overtime period, got the first ever playoff hockey penalty shot awarded to him. That had never happened before. Kenny Reggett, who came in the game because Tom Barrasso left due to back spasms, he knocked the net off its moorings sufficiently to the point where the ref said, you get a penalty shot. Joey Junot did not light the lamp. On we went. On we went and on we went until none other than Peter Nedved, with 44.6 seconds left, beat, remember Susie, Ole the goalie?
I remember him only too well.
Olaf Kolzig, Ole the goalie.
Mm-hmm. Best friends with Byron Defoe.
Looking very good.
Welcome.
Didn't you do an Ole the goalie piece on Sunday Morning SportsCenter, right?
I did. I wrote iambic pentameter for Sunday Morning SportsCenter with Ole the goalie and Byron Defoe.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How'd that play out for
Isn't
you?
Isn't that the one that John Saunders basically went to voice for me and was like, who wrote this crap?
Yeah, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was there listening. And then the next season, like a couple seasons later, I was a reporter for ABC Sports. And he's like, gets on the earpiece like, Susie, so glad that you joined us. I'm like, I remember that voiceover.
Yeah. So the grudge yields a grudge like a mic.
Also, Rich, Peter Nedved, I once had one of his authentic Penn's sweaters, like one of those $300 that I brought from Pittsburgh when I moved here, and we had a house party once and somebody stole it. So if you ever see someone walk around with a Pittsburgh Penguins home sweater with Peter Nedved, just know it was probably mine and they jacked it from me.
And in case anybody's scoring at home, Peter, only one E.
Yes.
Yeah.
P-E-T-R.
Yeah. Peter.
Nedved.
TJ, I once sold an autographed Terry O'Reilly poster to my brother for 45 cents because I heard the ice cream truck coming. And I had that on my wall at one point.
Well, so Scott wouldn't even give you 50 cents?
No.
This game in question that we're talking about, at the time, was the third longest hockey game in NHL history, behind a game that was played in 1933 and in 1936, although not in that order. So I was the first ever host in television history to host six intermission reports, because these games prior to the game four of the 1996 first round playoffs were not played when there was television, let alone sponsored segments of a highlights within a sponsored intermission. So I had that record until, unfortunately, because, you know, I like to hold these record holders.
Yes.
Three more games were played longer. I believe there have been some five overtime games played in the interim. So this game that I was talking about was the sixth longest game in the history of the NHL until last night, mm-hmm. when the Panthers won with just, what do we got, 12 seconds left in the game. Mm. 12 seconds left in the fourth overtime. They're staring a fifth overtime in the face when Matthew Tkachuk lit the lamp. And here's the call, by the way. Kudos to Doug Plagans of the Florida Panthers Radio Network, because he calls the games by himself.
That's insane.
He's got no one to talk to?
No!
Kind of like Rich when he was doing those highlights.
Was it called at ESPN, Rich? The Garage? Isn't that where you used to do it?
No, the Garage was way out in the parking lot. This was in a small... This engine? Was still in the main building, I guess, building two, whatever the hell they call it. I've been away so damn long. Building one? I don't know. But let's give Plagan some play right here. Here's the call.
Ekblad dumps it in down to our right. Here's Brent Burns. Keeps it to the outside. Sam Bennett keeps it in out front. Tkachuk is shot. He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, the overtime winner! The Panthers take game one, 3-2, the final. Matthew Tkachuk ends the marathon, and the Panthers go home happy tonight here in Raleigh. Matthew Tkachuk, the overtime winner. 3-2 the final. The longest game in the history of both franchises. Into the top 10 longest games in National Hockey League history. And Matthew Tkachuk gets it done.
Speaking of, energy at 2:15 wow. in the morning, and he talked by himself the entire night.
Do you think he was more happy that the Panthers won the game, or that he could finally
both, man.
Leave.
He saw. I totally understood. Gretzky last night was like, when somebody score a goal, somebody's like, let's put the puck in the GD net. You know what I mean? And I felt the same way sitting in the NHL Tonight studio in 1996. Can I go home? And then I walked out the door. Bill Pito came in and did do NHL Tonight.
I knew it
tonight.
Was Bill Pito.
It was Billy Pito.
You might say, Tkachuk, ka-chow.
You could just say that. Very good.
I just thought of Lightning McQueen.
Jeez.
I'm a mom. What can I do?
Lightning
Come
McQueen.
On. You didn't think of like Tkachuk, ka-chow.
Oh, my God. If I said that, by the way.
If you'd have said that, it's your show. It's your name. You can say whatever you want. Remember?
I used to do, because you heard, you know, when a hockey announcer shoots and scores, they go higher register up in the air.
So annoying.
So they all do that. Many of them. He shoots, he scores. Uh-huh. Like that. So oh, I cringe. Used to do that for my highlight on SportsCenter. He shoots, he scores. Like that. He shoots, he scores.
PTSD. It's a miracle we're married.
Until Susie arrived at ESPN and told me to my face that is the worst call on highlights
PTSD.
At all, and is not befitting of, you know, like the falsetto turned her off.
Now, had you asked for this feedback? Had you asked for this feedback?
What do you think?
Probably not.
Unsolicited, yeah. 2 cents.
Just probably not.
But basically, if this scenario of the Susie and I meeting at ESPN in 1996 was like Back to the Future, every single time I made that call, he shoots, he scores on SportsCenter, the photograph of all of us together would have started to fade.
Yeah. Awful.
So I removed that from my repertoire.
So let me get this straight. You guys are in the hallway, ESPN. Yeah. You see this cute blonde coming up to you. You're thinking, hey, I'm the man.
Beautiful.
And she goes, hey, what you're doing sucks.
Not right off
that's
the
not,
bat.
That's not
no.
how it went, TJ.
No.
It wasn't. It was like 2 days later.
I would agree that's nice. <no. laughs> And that's how we do that hockey and, here on the Rich Eisen Show.
And that,
show.
Kids, is how I met your mother.
Hockey. Let's do that hockey.
All right, let's take a break. The machine. Let's bring out the machine.
The machine.
Bert Kreischer, you want to talk about energy?
Hey, there we
Look
are.
Look at that photograph.
Hey, that was a great night.
Outstanding. The great Bert Kreischer is here to talk about the machine.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Kirk Kreischer here on the Rich Eisen Show. We just saw a clip of The Machine in theaters next Friday. Look at you, man. Just awesome. All of this is just amazing for me to see. And all I know is, you know, I've known you for a few years now. But obviously, I knew your work before meeting you in person. Your telling of the story of The Machine, a true story from your life as a college kid, has been seen 52 million times as of right now on YouTube. Yeah. And that's just one video of it.
Yeah.
When was the first time you told that story?
I think it was on Loveline. I was doing it with Dr. Drew, and one of my classmates called in and was like, hey, tell them about the time you robbed your class in Russia. And I was caught off guard, so I was like, oh, wow, yeah. Uh-huh. And Drew's like, tell me about it. And I just told the story. And then he was like, that's one of the best stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And he said, that's your movie. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then he had me come back to Loveline the next night and tell it again. And then I'd tell it from time to time on, like, radio shows.
Yes.
But when I told it on Rogan, that was the game changer. Joe said on his show, and this is old school Rogan, he's like, from this day forward, he is only to be referred to as The Machine, and you need to make him tell that on stage. And so I told it on stage for like 4 years, and then it got good. It bombed so bad.
No, hold on a second.
Bombed.
Are you serious?
So I'm talking a 13-minute story if I was tight. It was a 15-minute story, 20-minute story at times, to silence, crickets. I didn't have an end to the story.
What? Hold on a second. So the first you said,
I could tell it to you.
Yes.
Like this.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yes.
But in front of an audience of comedy club fans.
Yes.
It would just...
because it's a long
story. It's a long story, and they're like sitting there going, how long is this going to take? They were used to jokes at that time.
Yeah.
Podcasting changed everything. People wanted to hear stories, and I think I got better at telling stories. And then when I got it good, then I recorded it, and I once again, I didn't think anyone was going to ever hear it. I posted it on this weird time on the internet, like in between Christmas and New Year's Eve, where everyone was home.
Yes.
And it went viral and changed my life. Changed my life.
Did you, like, when did you start realizing, like, holy cow, this thing is going through the roof?
First weekend. I was at Stress Factory in New Jersey, and it sold out in a blizzard. And I said, why are you guys here? and the guy goes, The Machine. And I go, oh, yeah. I go, I stopped telling that. And he's like, no, the hell you didn't. I brought 10 people. You're telling it. And I was like, okay. And then I looked at my calendar, and all my shows were sold out for the whole year. And I was like, is this because of this one story? And then I thought I'd be done with it after that tour. And then I went to theaters. And then I was like, well, there's more people. They're yelling it again. And I thought then I'd be done. And then bigger theaters and now arenas. And I'm like, I guess I'll be telling it at my funeral.
Well, I mean,
a hologram.
It's going to say, here lies the machine. Let's be honest, man.
I'm like, I have milked this cow like a closeted dairy farmer from the 1930s. I'm taking my time with it. Like, hoof to snout, I have milked this cow.
Man.
Yeah.
And in terms of the film, I say this, you know, fully with love and whatever. You're an actor, and I don't mean to, like, we go higher register here when you say something in higher register that you got to say it this high to believe what you're saying. So I don't mean to go higher register on you, but
I got to be honest with you. You got some chops, Bert.
Well,
got
me,
some chops,
me,
man.
Me, Eminem, and Howard Stern. I'm pretty good at playing Bert. They're like, what would Bert do in this scene? I'm like, I think Bert would throw up. And they're like, cool, throw up. Yeah, I'm really good at playing me.
Yeah, you're good, man.
No, really, I had the best time. I had the best time making this movie. And Mark Hamill was awesome. The lady, Eva Babic, that was my favorite moment. She's from Croatia, and we sit down for dinner the first night, and she goes, hey, do not bring up Star Wars. I go, it's kind of a thing. She goes, I know about that. I've never seen it, so don't bring it up. So Mark sits down. I go, hey, Mark, Eva loves Star Wars. And she's like, oh, yes, you know, good guy versus bad guy movies are my favorite. And I go, Eva, who's your favorite character in Star Wars? And you can't say Mark. And she goes, Chewbacca. And I go, oh, she does a great Chewbacca impression. Hey, can you do your impression of Chewbacca? And she goes, hello, I am Chewbacca. It's so good to see you, Mark Hamill. Yeah, we had a blast. I wasn't going to drink. I wasn't going to drink for the whole production. And the first night, I said, no wine. And my producer, Kale, goes, what are you doing? He goes, what? No. He goes, I didn't hire sober Bert. I hired drinking fat Bert. Like, and he goes, I can't tell you if this movie's going to be good or not. But what I can tell you is if you have a blast making it, and this may be your only movie you ever get to make in your life.
Yeah.
If you enjoy every second of it, it'll show up on screen. So I was like, double Tito's and soda. Let's light this candle. And I had a blast. I had an absolute blast. I was present for every moment, realizing, like, with gratitude, going like, this may never happen again. Enjoy it. Like, really, really enjoy it. And I did, man. I had a 4-story mansion in Serbia, and I invite the cast and crew over. I get sommeliers. Yes. I get chefs. I have DJs. I mean, we had an absolute blast making it.
Well, and it's obvious. It does come through.
I think it translates. It does. I think that's what people are seeing in the movie, is that it looks like two people having fun. Mark Hamill is so much fun. So much fun. And I asked him for advice. He goes, I wouldn't take my advice. And I said, what? And he goes, I'm not good with advice. He goes, I met Arnold Schwarzenegger a long time. You know what advice I gave him? I said, what? And he goes, lose the accent and change the name. It's so funny. I worked out with Arnold Schwarzenegger the other day, and he said, yes, I know Mark Hamill. I'm bad at accents. He goes, I know Mark Hamill. He told me, lose the accent, change the name. Can you believe that? And I'm like, well, the story checks out.
So you heard it from both sides?
I heard it from both sides. Yeah. Mark is awesome. Dude, Arnold's pretty legit, too.
Well, I mean, geez, you just, in the last 2 minutes, basically said so much. I just want to revisit here. First off, you're working out with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Game respects game.
Yes. What the heck? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how it happened, to be dead honest with you. Sigur and I were on steroids, right?
Yeah.
We're both taking testosterone. And so Tommy's shooting me up, and he's a needle in the ass, and he's like, I go, hey, what do you think Arnold used to take? And Tom's like, I wouldn't bring that up. And we start talking about it on the podcast as if Arnold will never see it. Next thing you know, Arnold's watching the podcast, and he's like, oh, these guys are great. These guys. And then I think my wife called him or something. I don't know how it worked. And then he goes, I'd like to work out with this guy. He's got great calves. And I do have great calves. And he goes, these calves are amazing. I've seen it on the podcast. He stands up. They're bodybuilders with love. You're delts. You should get a cast made of this body, a statue, so that you can look at it. And remember, 50 years from now, you're going to go, oh, that's what a birdie boy looked like. They don't make enough clay for these shoulders. He delivers. He is... Everyone, when he meets them, everyone gets to feel like they're special. Like, that is such a cool thing.
Sure.
As opposed to, like, I'm sure Joaquin Phoenix is a nice guy.
Where do you get shrapnel from?
Yeah, like, I just go, like, oh, cool, man. Oh, yeah, I'm shy, too. You know, but Arnold's like, that guy, get him in the closet. That's me and you party. Get on the back of my Harley. Here's a cigar. He's awesome.
But when you're working out with him, do you feel like I got to put one more plate on here to try and what are you doing? I assume it was leg day since your calves hurt.
No. We did back and buys, and we did a little bit of chest, and he's just awesome. And you can, and he's so, and he, you're like, if you really are, I am into working out. I know it doesn't look like it, but like I go, what's one exercise you miss the most? And this is like a cool workout question.
Yeah.
And now that you've gotten older, what's the one workout you miss the most? He goes, deadlifts. I love deadlifts. My max was 710. I could, if done properly, because they say you're not supposed to do, no, it's the lower posterior. Like, he gets into it. You're like, oh, yeah, I forget this guy's a nine-time yes. Mr. Olympian. He revolutionized what we currently know as bodybuilding. It was him. It was him. If he hadn't escaped the Austrian army, I don't know if this is a true story. I think he did. He stole a tank. I don't know. But anyway.
He was the original machine. Yeah. If you think about it.
Oh.
I mean.
He's the biggest. I left that. Yeah. And I went to dinner. I'm going to throw a little shade. It's not no shade to shade. Whatever. Okay. I go to dinner or breakfast with my wife right after that over Shudders.
Yeah.
I just hung out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And now I got a movie coming out. And then I see Ed Norton.
Okay.
Ed Norton. Mm-hmm. We're talking. And I go, and I lose it around celebrities. Mm-hmm. And he starts walking by me. I realize it's him. And I go, oh, Ed Norton. Oh. And he was like, ah. And he just walked by. And I made that decision. I was like, oh, I don't want to be an actor. I don't want to be Ed Norton's amazing, but I don't want to be that guy. I want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. I want to sell out. I want to do Rambo. Like, I want to do Machine 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah. I want to do Machine 11, where me and Mark Hamill are in a Fiera in wetsuits driving in space. Like, I want Fast and the Furious. I want it to be so ridiculous that I want Sylvester, like, that energy. I love it.
Dude, and you see it, you feel it in the movie, too. So, did you at any point in time with Mark Hamill, did you go down the Star Wars world with him at all? Did
day
you?
One. You did? Day, on the private jet to Serbia, I was like, yo, Luke.
And how was he?
He's so awesome. Okay. He's so generous. And I'm an idiot. So I was like, he was talking about C-3PO like it was a person. And I was like, hey, man, it's a little creepy. Like, how much time did you spend with that robot? And he goes, it was a person. I said, there was a person inside C-3PO? And he goes, how did you think it walked around? And I was like, I thought it was a real robot. And he goes, yeah, there was someone in R2-D2 too. I go, there was someone in R2-D2? I go, are you serious? I thought it was like a remote control.
We have a conversation with our kids watching these Star Wars movies all the time. They're asking if there's people inside it.
It's crazy. And so, and then he will tell you the good stories, like the real good stories about like him. They sent out him, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher to do press, like mm-hmm. together, like a team, like go around the country and do press.
Yeah.
And he would talk about like what they're really like. And he's like, yeah, Harrison, or maybe I shouldn't share this. I am really bad at secrets. I'm really good at secrets. I never tell me anything. I am in the wrong city. I'm telling you. Jimmy Tatro, who plays younger me, we were in a pool in Serbia, and he goes, hey, man, can I tell you a secret? And I was like, yeah. And he told it to me. It was a good secret.
Yeah.
So I grabbed my phone, and I called Kale, our producer. I go, dude, you're never going to believe what Jimmy just told me. And I told Kale, and Jimmy goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm telling Kale what you just told me. And he goes, I told you that was a secret. And I go, oh, I can't tell anyone? And he goes, that's kind of how secrets work. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I go, I just told Kale. And he goes, no, I watched you. And I'm bad with secrets.
Well, Tatra's on the show next week to promote this.
So. Oh, is he really?
Yeah, so I'll hear that story from both sides.
Okay. You want to hear a good secret?
Yes.
ask him. Okay, just ask him. Let him tell you. Yes. Say, hey, man, you ever been to Antarctica? And he'll be like, yeah. And then go, oh, cool. Who did you go with?
So that's the setup.
I'll tell you, totally
smoothly. Hey, you ever been to or should I? He might sniff it out. I'm like, what's the furthest you've ever traveled or something
that? Yeah.
Oh, I've been to Antarctica. Oh, who'd you go with? So now. Oh,
that's crazy. Who you go with? And then just wait till the good names come. He's not going to share the good name. He'll just go, and?
Okay.
And then you're going to go, shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Fantastic.
Jimmy Tatro is, and by the way, he's going to know that I did this. He told me, and he goes, don't tell anybody. He's got a cool life, man.
Clearly.
He is the best. He is the absolute best.
So do you. I mean, you talking about, you know, Segura shooting you in the ass with steroids led to you working out with Arnold Schwarzenegger for crying out loud.
Segura wears lifts in his shoes, everyone. Secret time.
Well, we got to go. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Two bears, one cave, one shoe lift. Tom Segura and you and two bears, one cave, something burning. You got your Tops Off World Tour coming up. Dates in June, Forest Hills, New York, home to formerly the U.S. Open, Tennis Open. You got Baltimore, Maryland, Pennsylvania and so on and so forth. Loaded.
And the after parties are even more fun. We showed the picture of the after party.
Yeah, from these guys down in the Super Bowl.
I totally
yeah.
forgot about it. I got real drunk and cornered Christian McCaffrey, and I was drunk, and I go, hey, do you think I can catch you? And he goes, what? I said, in this room, $10,000 if I can catch you. And he was like, what are you talking about?
To Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I said, just in this room. It's like, you know, 20 by 30 by 30. I said, give me 20 minutes. Do you think I'd ever catch you and hold you down?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, man, there are dudes that are 10 times more athletic you can train all year and can't catch me. He goes, I don't think you can catch me. I go, you want to try? He's like, what kind of parties this turned into? That was fun, man. That was all the NFL guys came out. They had Leanne do a shotgun of beer.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. Look at that. There you go. That's some meat right there. Yeah. Taylor Heinicke is the GOAT, okay? Look at that body. That is sneaky athleticism right there.
That's a starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah. That is a starting. And that's who, if you're looking for a woman, like you need, some guys, they go, I want to find my Tom Brady. You got to remember, the Tom Brady's, they're too much.
Mm.
Find your Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke.
He shows up to practice. He's not cancer in the locker room. He works hard. Mm. He's a cool kid. He likes Legos.
I didn't know that about him.
I follow him on Instagram.
I know.
He's a great guy.
So, so last we saw you, it was you hoping that the Super Bowl tickets that you spent six figures on for your mates was going to be good.
Yeah.
They looked pretty good.
They were great seats.
So it was all good.
It was half good. What I didn't count on was the Eagles losing and Shane Gillis being blackout drunk and deciding he wanted to start a fight on the walkout.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so him and Big J Okerson are just like talking trash after the loss. I understand it's a win, but that's not how you get a win. That's not how you win a Super Bowl.
Because of the penalty.
Yeah. We don't count that win. We don't count that win.
He's putting an asterisk on it walking out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an uncomfortable walkout and then trying to find an Uber. And then some guy's like, I'll Uber you $500. I was like, I don't care. Get me out of here. Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I mean, that's nothing compared to what you spent on the tickets.
The last Super Bowl I'll ever go to. If the Bucks have to be in it, and I'll go for go to a Lakers game on Monday.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, courtside.
Okay.
They were like, hey, I shouldn't say this. Never mind.
Yeah, you should.
I'll say it. They said, Sony's like, yo, can you bring like a famous friend? And I was like, I don't think I have any famous friends. And I was like, how about my wife? And they're like, we'll get back to you.
Get out of here.
And then they greenlit my wife. I was like, honey, you just can't hang with me anymore. Gotta run it by the studio. I'm big time now.
So you're going courtside to Lakers.
Like old school Hollywood. I'm going to do coke.
You going to sit next to Jack?
Jack, you might be next to Jack.
I've been offered coke a lot lately, okay? Like, a lot. If Jack Nicholson says you want to do coke, what do?
To me?
Yeah.
I've to be honest with you, I've never done it before.
Oh, for real?
For real.
It delivers. It's as good as it says it is.
I've never done it, but so Jack.
Do you remember how good unprotected sex was the first time you did it? And you were like, whoa, I see how people give up their life for this.
Yes, exactly.
Coke is better than unprotected sex.
Did not know that.
First time I ever did it, I remember going like, and I don't do it a lot. I'm just talking, but I was in New Orleans and I remember my thought was, I think I could rip that tree out of the ground. And I go, but I'm so smart that I won't, because everyone will know something's going on if I rip that tree out of the ground.
Cover your tracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this could be a great game four. Who the hell knows?
Dude, I can't. Oh, that's why they wanted me to sit with a famous person.
It's game four.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. The Western Conference Finals.
I actually had to kick my wife to the curb. Hey, you want to go to a Lakers game on Monday? I bet you're famous enough. You want to go to...
I hope to be with my wife over there collecting an Emmy Award on Monday night, actually.
Oh, yeah. Emmys.
Sports Emmys. Dude, we should bring you to the Sports Emmys one year and just let you host the Sports Emmy Awards.
That would not go good. First of all, I'm dyslexic.
I disagree. I think it would go phenomenally well.
Really?
Yes, because we need Bert. We need you.
I'm in. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah. you'll be busy promoting your movie.
I went to the LIV Golf Tournament.
When was this?
In Adelaide, Australia. You didn't see it?
No.
Oh my God, Chase Koepka hits a hole-in-one, and they cover him in beer. I rip my shirt off. I'm swinging around. They let me tee off on the – I'll send you the video. They let me tee off on the 12th hole, the big party hole.
Okay.
Stripe one down the center.
Did you really?
Shunk. It was a 7-iron, so I flew the green. But it was – the Live Golf's legit. I had a blast.
Dude, I had no idea. Yeah,
we should go – we need to party. We need to go do something.
Well, let's do that. Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you coming to my premiere?
When is it?
Is he coming to the premiere?
When is it?
Next week. Next week. Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm in town.
Old School Hollywood premiere.
Okay.
Like, we're going to have fun.
Where?
It's in Westwood. And if you're watching, just come down and see if you see a celebrity.
There you go.
Rich Eisen will be there.
There are, yeah. Absolutely.
Bring Susie. Dude.
Do you have to get me greenlit by the studio?
Well, check.
I have an Emmy.
She's
already. No, you're fine. You're good. You're good.
I know.
You're good. You might class up my wife.
No. Impossible.
By the way, I saw you posted on your Instagram that part of your stand-up, I don't know if it was recent or not, about your daughters talking about the deaf children in the area sign.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just retell that? It's one of the funniest things I've seen recently.
I was driving with the girls in our neighborhood, and we drove past the sign that said deaf child, and immediately I hear the think tank in the back start bubbling, and Isla goes, "That is so racist." I was like, "They're not geotagging them, Isla. Like, so we can find them to bully them." I go, "They have that sign there for a reason." And Georgia goes, "Isla, they put that sign there so that we know when we're in this neighborhood, we should probably lower our radios." I'm like, "What?" What are you talking? She goes, "So we don't rub it in that we can hear, right, Dad?" I go, "No, you're dumber than she is." I go, "No, it's Georgia. So you know, there's a kid that may not hear your car coming, so you gotta be extra careful." And then Isla leans up and goes, "Sweet, are deaf kids like guns?" I go, "What?" She goes, "Do you have to register them with the state?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Well, Dad, I'm just saying, like, how do they know where to put that sign?" And now I'm sitting in the front of my own car thinking to myself, honestly, how do they know where to put those signs? Yeah.
That's one of the funniest things.
Isla said to me the other night, we're having dinner, just me and her.
How old is she?
I don't know. She said two things. She goes, "Hey, God, I need you to know, if you ever cheat on mom, I'll never talk to you for the rest of your life." I went, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah." And she goes, I go, "Well, what if mom cheated on me?" She goes, "I'd get it." What? She goes, you're gone a lot, Dad. You're gone a lot. I mean, the woman works hard.
Gone a lot.
And then I told her, we started getting a real conversation about this friend of mine who had passed away. And I got emotional talking about, like, I started crying. I cry a lot lately. Mm-hmm. But I started crying, telling her how great he was. And we met when I was in ninth grade. He was in seventh. And I get emotional. And she leans in real close. She puts her hand on my wrist. And she goes, "Hey, pull it together, big guy. They're going to think I'm breaking up with you." Yeah, she's a weird kid.
Oh, my gosh. Bert, you're one of my favorites, man. Congrats on everything
Thank you.
You're acting. You're an action film.
He's an action star.
Action star. Yes. This is the new action star, guys.
I'm there.
Drink it in.
Soak it in.
That's what Arnold kept saying. "This is amazing. This is what an action star looks like now. I had to work out. They wouldn't let me do comedy."
Did he spot you at any point in time?
No, we all did. We did all the machines.
I couldn't imagine being under a bar 225 with Arnold Schwarzenegger spotting you.
It's crazy,
like,
because
that's it.
Because you do remember in Pumping Iron him giving direction to people.
Yeah.
No, when you do your front raise, go all the way up. Yeah. You small guys, you hide like this. Open it up. Be proud. And he's doing that to me. No, go all the way down and hold it. Hold it. And then he counted in German at once, and we were like, "Holy cow, he's awesome, man."
So are you. At Bert Kreischer, Twitter and Instagram. Tops Off World Tour, the Bertcast, Two Bears, One Cave with Tom Segura, who I'd love to have on here. I think he was coming in once, but I couldn't.
He's not as good on these things as I am.
Okay, understood. Something's Burning. I mean, so much going on. The Comedy Cruise. You're going on a Comedy Cruise in October?
Yeah, Fully Loaded at Sea. I think it's sold out, but people will be dropping out as things come up in their lives as happens.
Oh, so I thought off the ship you were talking about.
No. This cruise is going to be insane. This is that's probably the highlight of my career. That's one thing I've always wanted to do as a cruise.
Yeah.
And so we got the whole boat. And people will be dropping out, so you can check it out. Go to burtburtburt.com and see if cabins open up throughout the year. But, yeah, I'm doing Red Rocks again in October or September. The Falls Tour picks up in the fall, and we're back. We're out doing arenas and fully loaded this summer. The movie next week. Thank you, everyone that watched Razzle Dazzle on Netflix.
That's right.
I said to you right before this started.
Yeah.
I go, does it feel like work? And you said no. Mm-hmm. I go, yeah, but everyone goes, hey, you got to pull back. You got to pull back. Mm-hmm. No one says that to the guy with the real job.
Right, exactly.
It's like building fences. Like, hey, man, you worked like all day. You got to slow down.
That's right.
Take some time for yourself. Do you have a hobby? My therapist said that to me. Do you have a hobby? I said, yeah, I write jokes. No, you need like a hobby. I go, like, you want me to like collect rocks and stuff? This is stressing me out that I need a hobby now. So, no, I don't have a hobby. I just work.
Oh, The Machine in theaters next Friday with Bert. It's got to blow your mind. Bert Kreischer and Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
And yes, confirmed. There were people inside the droids in the Star Wars series. The Machine, based on that incredible story, indeed, exclusively in movie theaters next Friday, May 26th. You're the best, Bert. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Back to wrap up this show and send you the weekend in a moment. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So funny. God, my sides are hurting. Bert Kreischer, as always, bringing his A++ game to this program.
Bert Kreischer's an action star now, Rich. Not just a movie star.
I was very surprised that was his interpretation of The Machine.
And like I said, if you
it's his don't film know interpretation,
it, if you heard the story, this is what the movie is. It's amazing.
Well, the movie again, it's true to the story of The Machine, but it's also from the current day, looking back at it. And again, Jimmy Tatro, who's on next week's program, plays the younger version of Bert. It's funny,
yeah,
and all good stuff. 844-204 Rich number to dial. Kathy in Philadelphia, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show once again. How you been, Kathy?
Great. How have you been, Rich?
We're great. Brockman said he saw your tweet that you were on the edge of your seat with our mock draft lottery.
I was actually realistically hoping that the Sixers would somehow still get a lottery pick.
Yeah, I know, right? sadly, you can't. Ex post facto tank is what I think we decided last week.
I get it. But I do have two quick questions. One for TJ, one for Susie. Susie, I've never called in while you've been at the desk, so hello.
I'm so glad to talk to you.
Nice.
So the first for TJ, does the Heat going on the run that they've gone on absolve Rich of the worst sports take in history? Or does them doing it without Tyler Hero make it worse?
That's a great question.
My question for Susie, and then I'll get off the line so that you guys can wrap up.
Thank you.
My question for Susie is, when you ordered the donuts, did you get maple bacon?
So let me take that first, TJ.
Yeah, take it.
I didn't because I screwed up today and ordered from somewhere 45 minutes away, which means I have to up my tip on Postmates. We didn't order the maple bacon today. I went classic. I didn't get anything fancy. I went old school classic, but thank you for that very important question.
That's very good. TJ, would you care to handle Kathy's question for you?
You know, Kathy.
So just again, to reiterate,
yes,
after the Heat went on that bubble run, and Giannis at the time was rumored to be eager to leave Milwaukee, and as we know, he didn't. But I said that the Heat should not break up their team that almost won in the bubble for Giannis. And that's not great. Although, the fact that the Heat are potentially about to win,
perhaps,
she's saying, does that prove me correct?
Well,
or the fact that they're doing it without Tyler Hero, who I said was such a prized prospect blossoming, that's the guy they shouldn't trade for Giannis. They should hold on to him, and they don't currently seem to be needing him. Does it make it worse?
It's a good question because, you know, Giannis went on to win an NBA championship.
Yes, he did.
After that.
Subsequently. And an MVP, if I'm not mistaken.
And an MVP. And the Heat haven't yet gotten the job done. So I think, Kathy, I think the jury's still out on that.
Or that it's still the worst take ever.
Well, you could be absolved, though. If say, the Heat go on and win the championship. But for right now...
Does that answer your question?
What's the window on that, though, TJ? Like, do they have to win within within the next year? Or is it always going to be...
Sports seem to go in 5-year cycles.
Well, here's
cycles,
the thing. Here's the thing. If the Heat win right now, if the Heat win this championship...
Then I think you're absolved.
That means they have the same amount of wins...
As Giannis. So it would prove your point that they should have just kept the team as
correct.
Is. Yeah.
Interesting. So there's a path to the basket here.
There is. You can, if they do win the title, you can take that off your resume.
And Kathy, does it disappoint you that your question has led to something that can untroll you with me? Is that a problem for you?
No, Rich, because I want to show that I don't just call in just to give you a hard time.
Okay.
Sometimes I have legitimate questions.
But you can keep calling in to give him a hard time, Kathy.
Oh,
Kathy,
Susie,
keep calling him in to give him a hard time.
That's what Kathy loves to do. She lives to troll Rich.
Love this.
That's my hobby, okay?
Kathy, he's all yours.
There you go. Very good. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Good luck next week.
Very, very thank you. That's a very Philadelphia pushback, okay? That's my hobby, okay?
Messing with Rich.
Can you imagine working out with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. I can't. I do know the first time when I came to L.A., my buddy took me to the Mecca Gold's Gym in Venice.
Yes.
I'm a huge Hulk fan. TV show.
And he was there?
No, but Lou Ferrigno was there.
Okay.
And I tripped out. I was like, it's Lou Ferrigno. Mind you, I'd been in town for like a week.
Did you go up to him?
I did not.
Did you clap at him like Bert said he clapped for Ed Norton?
I didn't. I just sat there and stared at him. I was like, oh my God, it's Lou Ferrigno.
TJ, ask Rich about the time he worked out with Gabby Reese and Laird Hamilton.
Oh, Rich, what about the time you worked out with Gabby Reese and Laird?
It didn't go very well because she was into putting a weighted vest on you while you tread water in a pool. I nearly drowned. Yeah. A vest with weights. I've talked about it with Gabby when she's been here on the set that she nearly killed me in her pool.
You did bring that up when they came.
I did.
I forgot about it.
She was like, Schuster, I almost had to rescue your husband today.
Yeah. Damn straight.
They are beasts, though, man. That's like,
I know.
You don't go.
That's why you don't. That's why I'm saying
two.
You won't work out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, it's, you know, you could puff up all you want, but you still got to go through the workout.
Yeah. Watching those two on Instagram, it's like, oh, boy.
I used to work out with Gabby 3 days a week. That was insane.
So you almost didn't drown, but Rich did.
I never did the pool workout. I'm not an idiot.
No, she's like, you got to go up there and work out with Gabby. I'm like, oh, I'll do it, sure. And then she'll appear, put on this vest. While you're at it, take this stick and knock over that beehive. Why don't you? Like, it's just like, good Lord.
Did you guys see those bees in Sherman Oaks the other day?
No.
Oh, wow. It was all over the news, like, oh, wow, bees got loose.
Our daughter were to run for the hills.
Get it.
Thank you to everybody for taking in this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Look for me there with is a new book from Luke Russert. What a beautiful interview we had in hour number one. And then a different father-son story in hour three, Bert Kreischer and Mark Hamill.